Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Murfreesboro Missionary Baptist Church today. If you're visiting with us, we're glad you're here. Let's all stand for our first song. Grab a favorite gospel song. Turn to page 87. We'll sing verse 1, 3, and 4. 1, 3, and 4. Amen. You may be seated. Beautiful singing this morning. Amen. So glad to have a lot of visitors with us today. Amen. Let's turn over to page number 8. Page number 8. This is a song we meant to do last night, but we didn't have time. And in case you don't know, we've got folks here today as far, I think, Pennsylvania, Arkansas, and it's just a very special day. So page number 8.
I Brad. Good singing this morning. Good playing. Thankful for that. Appreciate everyone being here today. As Brother Brad said, we've got a lot of visitors with us today. We had a really good singing last night, really good crowd, and some of those have chosen to stay with us today, and we thank y'all for staying with us today, and just appreciate you coming to be with us. I had several tell me, well, if I wasn't having to go back or fly out, I would come back and be with you today, and I'm sorry they couldn't do that. I hope next time they come, they'll make plans to be with us today. And we're just thankful. It was a good singing last night, I thought. Good crowd. Loved the way that it was carried on last night. And I just appreciated the service as a general rule. Brother Stewart talked about us a little bit yesterday, or in Sunday school this morning. And he said you could tell that Brother Ricky and Brother Garen went to revival last night up at Hilltop Church. And he said, you could tell they'd been with the Lord. And that's a good question for us today. Can people tell you've been with the Lord? Now, I'm not going to try to get into this real long, but I think it's a good thing for us to think about showing that you've been with God. And this past week, Brother Colton and myself and Sister Paul and I, we all went to a conference, is what I'll call it. We call it a minister school. It's not to educate preachers, but it's for us to get fellowship with other preachers, to hear lessons taught about God. And in that process, you do get a little closer to the Lord. I found that to be true over the years that I've gone. Times when I was down, discouraged, and you get among God's people and you start to just get a little bit closer. You start hearing about God, hearing about things that are going on, and because of that, you just get closer to the Lord. And I'm thankful for that today. And I hope we can all say that we, after we leave this service today, that we're a little bit closer to the Lord today. And so let's try to do that today. We're going to get on into our service today. And we appreciate each and every one being here. Glad to have our visitors. One of the first things that we do with our to say for our visitors, just to let you know, we have a little children's church. And we call the children up, and they have their own little church service is what they do. And Brother Sam is real good about teaching that part today. And we're going to turn it over to Brother Sam at this time.
Since you're here, you're qualified as a children's church, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm a very good. Very good. All right. Looks like our ranks might be a little thin. I guess some people are on spring break, but we're glad to have everybody here. Good to see everybody. Good. Y'all are looking good. Look like y'all are rip-raring to go. How are you, Ezra? You good? Yeah. All right. Real quick, I won't keep you too long. Y'all all look like you're pretty athletic. Some of you play in sports. I know some of you do. Anybody here ever run a marathon? Look at me. Everybody, you know what a marathon is? What is a marathon? How many miles? 26.2, right? You know, there's people around here that run that without stopping. I know of one lady in here that does. She does it pretty regular. I run a half marathon one time, a long time ago. If we were all wanting to run a marathon, what would we do to prepare for it? Would we play chess? Would that help you? Wouldn't help you. Practice running. Let's just cut through all the stuff and get right to it. There you go. You saw where I was going with this. You need to practice stuff that's going to benefit you in what you're chasing, right? And so we don't want to be doing stuff that doesn't benefit us, right? We know that. Paul was writing to his understudy, Timothy, one time. And he gave him this advice, Ben. He said this right here. This is part of two verses in 1 Timothy chapter 4. It says, exercise thyself rather unto godliness. He says, for bodily or body exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. So he's pointing out here that you can do body exercise, and it'll benefit you maybe just a little, but it doesn't benefit as something else. And so if we have a goal in mind, we want to practice those things that give most benefit to that. And Paul's advice here is to practice godliness, to exercise godliness. When you exercise, what do? You're building muscle, you're building endurance, you're building stamina, you're building that mental capacity to excel. So if we want to practice godliness, which is the goal here, which should be the goal of every Christian, to walk as close as possible to God, we need to read God's word. We need to be in God's word. We need to be in God's house. But the most important step for all of us, for any of you here, to anybody in this room, is to be saved. That's the first step of a Christian walk, to be saved. So when we're exercising bodily exercise, and you need to. I'm an advocate, okay? I'm an advocate of that. So let's keep our bodies in tune, but let's keep our hearts in tune with God and exercise godly. So repeat, stand up with me and repeat this. Ready? 1 Timothy 3:8. Say it. Excuse me. Let's do that again. It's 1 Timothy 4:8. All right. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. Here we go. Thank you for coming.
Appreciate all that you do here for us today. Glad to see each and every one here today. Glad to have our visitors here. Thank you for being here today, and I hope and pray today that you will get blessed greatly in this service today. We want to go to the Lord in prayer here in just a few minutes, and we're going to give an opportunity for everyone that's here today. If you have a prayer request that needs God's attention, needs our attention, let us know right now. Anybody have a prayer request on your heart this morning? Yes. Let's do remember that. Let's do remember Sister Linda. Somebody else. Yes, ma'am. Let's do remember this also. We're glad to have y'all back with us after the loss in your family. And let's be prayerful for them. Somebody else. Already had that on my heart, though. Already. Thank you, though. Somebody else. Appreciate this. Somebody, let's do remember this. Somebody else. Lord help. Let's do remember these lost kids. Like she said, it was at least 8 or 9 is what I think I counted. And there may have been more there at that church service up there at Old Union the other night. I've heard about other revivals having lost seeking God. And I'll pass along this. One of those that I know of, I did hear from one, he didn't make it public, but he said, I've never felt this good before. And that's what salvation is. It's peace with God, and it just reveals itself in just feeling good. And so remember that little boy that maybe he'll tell the whole church, I've been saved. But that's what his daddy told me. He said, I've never felt anything like this. And that's the way I describe my salvation. I'd never felt anything like that before. And so let's be prayerful for these. But let's remember our lost ones. I look around and I see them here and there. And we've got some that haven't said they're lost, but they're at the age they could become lost and away from God at any moment. So we've got a great job to do to keep them lifted up before God, that when He convicts their souls, that, and this is my advice to any one of you, when you realize you're not saved and that you're going to a devil's hell, you start praying right then. That's the best advice I can give you. You start seeking Him right then. And if you've realized that you're on the way to hell, it's time to start praying. You better start praying. I need a hush. Somebody else.
So we just wanted to thank you guys for your service, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay.
I don't know about the other brethren, but it warms my heart to think that, not that we're recognized, but that we're remembered, I guess is a better way of putting it. And I appreciate that remembrance today. And it's good for the young ones to learn who we are. I heard a statement made recently that a lot of times the preachers and the deacons are not recognized as much as they should be. And I'm going to use a word that they didn't use, but I'll just say when I was young, I looked at Brother James Gray Beale and I looked up to him greatly. And I knew when he walked into the building, that was the man I needed to listen to. And I hope that our children get that into their heads. These men are ones that they need to listen to. And they're not the church by itself, by no means. But they are ones that you should listen to and get their advice and get them to pray for you too. That's important too. Now, let me get... Anybody else got anything on your heart before we go any further into service? I know Brother Trey was really glad to hear that testimony. Anybody else got a praise? And I know I've been saying prayer requests, but it's good for us to praise God sometimes. Things that we've heard or seen that we should glorify God for. Anybody? Again, I appreciate each and every one being here today. We want to go to the Lord in prayer. And as it's done been stated and requested, we like to come into the altar and pray from time to time. And we want to give you an invitation. This is not just for the saved people. This altar is for the saved and the lost, both. A lot of times we get in our heads, well, sinners should just use the altar. But truthfully, it's for all of us. So today, if you'd like to come up here, I'm not going to make anyone do it, but come up here and let's pray together. It's good for us to join our prayers together and lift them up to God. And some people said, I've heard it said years ago, well, it's kind of rude when everybody prays at one time. But the fact of the matter is God hears every one of us. And we should lift up God's name in our prayer. We should lift up our request unto God in prayer. If it's where you're able to today, let's all come into the altar and let's pray together here today. Everybody that will. We'll give everybody time to move up here. We'll call on one to start a prayer. But we want everybody just to pray. If you're here today and you're unsaved, I wanted to welcome you too to come up and pray. You can go back when you get done. Brother Tom, if you would you start a prayer? But everybody, pray in your own way.
If you will stand at this time, we will receive our tithes and offerings. Beautiful. We continue our singing portion of the service. Let's turn over to page 84. 84. Request for 214. Thank you.
start kneeling, you start getting to get where Jesus is. You get to where he's at. You can find him right there.
Verse 2.
Thank you.
It's scripture. It's in the Bible where it talks about that our names are written in heaven. I also like it over in the Old Testament where he put it in a little bit of a different way. And what he said over there, that he engraved it. You know what it is to engrave it? We don't do it around here now, and we'd all get in trouble if we did, but kids used to take a little knife or something sharp and they'd ride into the seat in front of them. Church pews used to get that a lot. A little mischievous boy or something, he'd put his initials in there. That's cut in. Now, this is the good part about that. He said it was engraved in God's hand. Boy, that's a good place to be, in God's hand right there, isn't it? Great blessing there. Somebody else got a testimony. Amen.
I've been blessed. I've been blessed last night. I've been blessed this morning.
Amen. Bless you. Bless your heart. Enjoy this testimony. He talks about being determined. Now, forgive me here just a minute. Brother Trey, he talked about making the Lord Lord of his life, but he submitted unto the Lord. It kind of sounds different, don't it? But actually, it's the same. You know, you don't make the Lord, but you've got to get to a place where you want to get to the Lord yourself. It's like if you wanted to get to the back of the church house, you don't get there by just sitting here, do you? You got to get up and go. And if you hear it closing time, you know how everybody just comes in together. You got to wiggle your way through. Sometimes you got to get to that point. You know, like that woman that had the issue of blood, said she came through in the press. Said there's a great multitude about it. Even when the Lord said, virtues went out of me, who touched me? They said, why, Lord, you see the crowd. She was determined, wasn't she? She didn't force the Lord to heal her, did she? But she put her trust in the Lord that if she could touch him, she'd be saved. See, it all works together. It works together. Somebody else got a testimony in your heart. It's been good to be in the house of the Lord today. Amen. The good songs, the good singing. We about wore a piano player out, I think, but I believe she enjoyed it. The thing about it is, I hope you've been blessed to be here today. I've enjoyed the testimonies also. I appreciate it when God's people do what they are supposed to do. Now, I ask the question, has everybody done what they're supposed to do this morning? Yeah, Sister Annette said that she was supposed to 2 weeks ago. Sister Joan said she was supposed to last week. Well, they still got a blessing today, but just think what it would have been if you'd went ahead and done it today. All hearts and minds clear this morning? Bless your heart. Lord help. Lord help him. Yes, he does. Lord bless. Bless you, Brother Patrick. Let's do remember Brantley in our prayers. Somebody else. Everybody follow the Lord. Lord knows how to run service a lot better than I do. Go ahead. 278, Brother Brad. 278. While we're getting set up, go ahead. Somebody else got a word on your heart. I was looking around at everybody that's here. I don't know the hearts of anyone. I don't even know the ones that said they're saved. I take by their testimony that they're going to heaven. But the only one we really know about is us. I know me. But I looked around and I just kind of looked at the ones that I hadn't heard say that they're saved. Some of them may not be at the age of accountability yet where they know that they're lost. But I think I can count about 16, between 15 and 20. That's a great responsibility that we have today. And for you, I want you to understand today, if you're in that number and you know it, you're that careless soul. Heed that warning. heed that warning. For our desire is that you might know the Lord, that you might be fully and completely saved, to know that grand and glorious feeling, to know the joy of Jesus Christ. That's our heart's desire today. I want you to follow the Lord. Has anybody else got a word on your heart today? Amen. Good testimony right there. Good advice. Good thoughts for our unsaved. Good thoughts for you. You're going to face that judgment one of these days, just like she said. And if you're unprepared, what then? Somebody else got a word on your heart? Thankful for our visitors so much. Somebody else. It's been good to be in the house of the Lord today. Y'all didn't have to listen to me today. That's a good thing, isn't it? I had a preacher friend that kind of put me in my place. He asked me about our service one day. I said, well, it was just a regular service. We sang, we prayed, we had preaching, and we went home. He said, have you ever thought, wherever the Lord is, that's a good service? We've been blessed with the Lord's presence today. And that's a good service. And I'm thankful for that today. I hope that if everyone has done what you're supposed to do for the Lord today. And I just pray that you got a great big blessing out of it. But I'm also going to say this. If you didn't do what the Lord wanted you to do today, I hope the Lord spanks you a little bit, so that maybe in a week or two you can come back like our sisters did and testify to what God has done for them today. And I'm thankful for that today. Appreciate everybody being here today. Glad to have all of our visitors with us today. Let me ask right quick. Anybody else got something on your heart? Lord bless. Lord bless you, Sister Debbie. Lord bless you, Sister Debbie. Bless your heart. Let's do remember her family that they can get saved. Sorry to hold you. Go ahead.
God's bringing a phrase to my mind.
Lord help.
You may never
That's true. Yeah. Appreciate that. Good thought there. You may never get another chance. 77. Everybody being here today. I don't want to cut the service off, but if that's what the Lord wants, we want to do what the Lord says. So we appreciate you being here today. If you've been here and the Lord's blessed you, go home with a prayer on your heart thanking God. Amen. It wasn't me. It wasn't Brother Brad or the piano players or everybody singing. It was God if you got a blessing. And let's give him the credit for that. Today, and we appreciate each and every one being here today. Want to thank everyone for coming out today, especially our visitors. Want to thank you for being with us today. If you can come back and be with us, please do. If you can't, make sure you pray for us. As I said, we've got a lot to pray for here today. In the way of announcements, Sister Cheryl has got a sign-up sheet. We are going to have an all-day service, you might say, next week. We are going to be having lunch after our regular service, and then we'll have an Easter egg hunt for the kids, so keep that in mind. If you're going to bring something, sign up so we kind of get an idea of what everybody is bringing, and that way we'll have plenty of everything to eat. There'll be plenty anyway, but just so we know what's going on. In that service next Sunday, it is our traditional time that we have our communion service, our Lord's Supper, will be next Sunday. Come with your hearts right. That's what the Bible tells us to do, to have our hearts right and our minds right to partake of a communion service. And what you want to do is commune with the body and the blood of Jesus Christ in that service. So keep that in mind. Make sure you pray for that service and pray for yourselves. The next Sunday will be our Easter service. We want to keep that in mind, regular hours for our service for the next few, couple of weeks. At each time, we always meet on Sunday mornings at 9:30 for our Sunday school and 10:30 for our church service, and that'll be the same for our Easter service. Any other announcements that I may have forgotten? There are still some calendars. They took them up. The calendars are not gone. But keep in mind what we're doing in our church. And keep in mind that you are needed in our church. Every one of you are needed, visitors and all. So please come and be with us. Anybody else have anything on your heart this morning before we're dismissed? Thankful for each and every one being here today. Again, thankful for our visitors, thankful for God being with us more than anything. With all hearts and minds clear, Brother Trey, would you dismiss us?